going after the kingdom of hearts of God. Amen. We to the point where we done tried everything else in the natural. We done did everything. We done did a performance. But we still struggle with the same old issues. But now God has taken us from a place to another place. Even though, like, it's Mother's Day, right? It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And we want to give honor to Mother Gardner. Praise God. She's the best. She had a task to deal with since I got the mic. I know she had a whole hard task dealing with Apostle Gardner over here. But she made it through. Amen. Amen. It's nothing like a good laughter in the kingdom of heaven. But I want to honor you ladies, even from a perspective. You know, I got this revelation one time when I was reading John 20. And, you know, we in the world, we say Mother's Day and Happy Mother's Day, which is good. But there's something that's what God is calling you. He's calling you woman. Right? See, what happened is Mary Magdalene went to anoint Jesus, but he was gone. So Jesus came in the form of a gardener. And when he asked a woman, why are you crying? And she just said, somebody took my master, somebody took my Lord. But then he said, Mary, when he called her by her name, she turned around and she recognized he was Lord. Now, here's the point about the women today. God has called you from heaven to be who you are. So look, when God created Adam, he made him out of dirt. But when he made woman, he took him from the inside. You were specially divine from the inside of something that God has already created that you didn't have to come from the dirt. You woman. He was calling you woman from heaven, from the time that he created. He said, Adam, what you going to name her? He said, this, from bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, I call her woman. Everything in paradise from heaven was already perfect. Everything in the garden was already perfect. But you got to understand your purpose and destiny. Why you think on the inside of you, you could carry so much? Why you think you labor so much and you tarry for your kids when they go astray, but you stand in the gap? You have that unique ability to reach heaven faster than most of us men. Woman. So all the food that you might go eat today, getting your cards and going to Golden Corral, all that stuff is good, but you got to recognize your purpose is woman. Heavenly bound, you have so much of substance that God wants to fulfill when he called you by your name, which is woman. He called you for a purpose. With that being said, happy Mother's Day, ladies. But you're such a great thing what God is doing in this house. You know, I was thinking about a long time ago how God is entering into a new arena for us. See, it's new for us, but it's old for him. See, it's always been the same, but he's wanting to enter into a whole new arena. Now, during the trip, I'm going to tell you guys, I know y'all waiting for me to pray and do all that formality stuff, you know, giving honor to God to Pastor Gary. But I have to go about what God is giving me right now. So the reality is, when he's taking us to a whole other place, whenever you come in the house of God, you should be able to be elevated immediately. Whenever you come in the house of God, you should be able to be elevated in your spirit, man, immediately. There's some things, strongholds, some cares, some worries should be broken because you enter into a tabernacle. When you enter into a tabernacle where God dwells, it's not a performance, it's not a show, it's a presence of God that changes situations. not to change situations so you can have what you want to have and all the cares that you want to bring to him, but he wants to change something on the inside. He said, I got to get you off the earth. We went to the Outer Banks. We go to the Outer Banks as a church twice a year. And a couple of weeks ago, we went to the Outer Banks. And when we go there, we pray and we just fellowship with God. And God meet us on the mountain every time we go. But when I got to the Outer Banks this year, I recognized some things that I said, okay, so I'm here. But I'm not here. So what began to happen at the time that I went in my room and I was beginning to have an asthma attack. Couldn't breathe. And stuff to say, hit your pump. But then something else said, you heal from asthma. I haven't had asthma in 4 years. But all of a sudden, this comes up. Something has happened on the inside. So then I said, well, I'm healed, so I'm going to go by the second voice that I heard, that I'm healed, so I'm not going to hit my pump. But then we was in the class, we was talking, and somebody brought up a situation where we really blessed my socks off. Pastor Love began to talk about this vision she had when she went to the beach. And how the vision goes, you correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going to mess this up. But what happened is she went to the beach, and as she went there, she sat on the beach, and she began to see these birds. And these birds began to sit on the ground, and as she saw them, she said she normally be afraid of birds, but she stayed there. See, right there, they were showing me something that God was already in control. Said, no, peace, be still. You don't have to be fearful when I'm with you. See, something is happening. So as this began to take place, I saw this in about 30 seconds. I saw this whole thing unfold. So when she saw the bird, she said, then that big bird became to fly and sat in the midst of the small birds. And then while that took place, she saw a helicopter. And said that birds began to fly, and they started flying around, and all of a sudden the birds entered into the helicopter. This is spiritual. What happened is let me get my notes here. I had to look up some things, and I had to find out, what's the purpose of a helicopter? Right? So I said, well, I'm thinking about what components that helicopter have. And it says this, the major components of a helicopter are the airframes, the fuselage gauge, the landing gear, power plant, transmission, main rotor system, the tail rotor system, the rotor system that relates to part of the helicopter, which generates a lift. It takes off. And what's happening is, I said, okay, so what is some of the things about this helicopter? And they said it's one of the things that the helicopter has is a most. And the most is like the pillar to hold the propeller. And as I was thinking about that thing, that's something that has to stand in a storm to give you strength when something is spinning. And I began to pray for Elder Ron, and then God showed me another. He showed me a blade spinning on the inside of him. And I said, why is the blade spinning? He said, because I'm giving some air. I'm cutting out some things that I don't want in. There's some things that I want to change. There's some things that I'm bringing in as a new lift inside of him. The old man is dying, but the new man is about to get lifted up. But I have to spin something on the inside of him, so the propeller has to turn. So then I began to see this thing. Then I said, okay, so what else is going on? Then it had the power plant. The power plant of an airplane is the engine that supplies the power to get off the ground. What God was saying to me is that he said, look, I want to lift you off the earth. Get you off the earth. Because in give me my first scripture, Isaiah 66. And the reality is, he said, I got to lift you up off the earth in order for you to understand where I want to take you. See, the earth is God's footstool, but the heaven is his throne. So he don't want us no longer on the inside settled for a footstool. But he said, I want to give you something else more powerful than that. So I want to generate something on the inside of you to take you up, to lift you up out of circumstances so I can bring you into my presence. There's no way that you can get into his presence when you're holding on to everything in the world. Long as you hold on to the things of the world, you're going to be held down and you can't be lifted up. So the point of getting off the earth is for all these things my hands have made. All these things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look on him who is poor and contrite in spirit and who trembles at my word. Now, what happened is God wants us to get into a place of understanding what meekness is. See, during the operations of what's going on with this helicopter, when she told that story, I said, look, God, what's really going on? Why we get into the helicopter? Because, see, God said, look, I got to get you off this realm that you already known about, but I got to take you to another place. You ever heard people say, higher you go is... what is it? Higher you go, but there's more devils. You see more devils? No. You just begin to see them at another level. There's no more devils. It's just God is opening up your understanding because he's getting you off the earth that you can see the enemy for where he is. So that way you don't have to have a substance or hold on to the things of the world and keep asking God to give you something to get you to take care of your asthma. I don't have to ask God to deliver me for something that already happened. It's the power of God that's what's happening. Now, at the same time, while we was in the Outer Banks, I was not feeling so hot. I was like, God, I don't know what to do with myself because I felt like I wasn't on the earth. I felt like, I said, okay, God, what is really going on? It's like, it was so peaceful, even though I couldn't breathe. It was no worrying. But I understood. I said, God, you know, I'm still going to hold on to that second voice that I heard that I'm healed. So the first option is not an option. Because he already said that everything that was made, he made it and created for us. He made it for his purpose. So the purpose is I can have all of this stuff only if I operate in the meekness spirit. Here's the difference. I can want something. I can want a job and we'll take it in pride. But I could take a job and understand that this promotion is not for me. It's to, oh God, what is your will at this place? I'm not looking at the money. I'm not looking at the new car that the company is going to give me. I'm only going to search out what's the heart of God. It doesn't change the situation because, see, I got to be poor in spirit. So as I'm feeling so light, I said, God, you know, your presence is so real. I don't even know what's going on. And every time I went to the meeting, it's like, God, I just felt so, so good. But then one day I go for a walk. And as I'm walking, I begin to cry. I'm boohooing. I'm tearing up crying. Saying, God, what is going on? But I feel so much at peace. I said, God, I just feel your presence is so real. I just thank you that you give me the opportunity to sense your presence, even though that I'm a wretched man that I am. I still have some issues in my life that you have to change. But, oh, God, you showed up in this moment and give me the compassion for your heart that I have to cry. And I said, God, have your way. The presence of God said, I want to lift you up. Get into the helicopter. There's a lifting. As I go on, I happen to go for a drive. Later on, I go for a drive. And as I'm driving down the road, I start crying again. I said, Lord, what in the world? Why I'm crying now? And I'm being honest, I started crying because I was thinking about women. I said, woman, God. And I thought about my mother, and I thought about a lot of the people from New Breed. I was like, God, I wanted to pray and pray. He said, no, I just want you to cry. I just want you to shed a tear. I want you to cry. I want you to cry and cry and keep crying. As I was crying, I was driving at the same time, but I was still at peace. Yes, sir. So then I understood something. I said, okay, so when I get back to my room, I said, God, I just got to lay down. I just got to lay down because this is feeling so good to be in your presence. I said, I never felt this one before. I never felt this arena. I mean, I seen the portal. I seen the vision of the oil coming down. I seen that stuff. I seen the vision of the angels going up and down. I saw the heavens open up. But I ain't feel this before God. He said, I'm going to lift you up. In PWM. Many of you guys have been experiencing some things that really make your mind go like, what in the world's going on? God is getting you ready to inhabit his kingdom now. I was listening to some people when they were talking about Thursday when we came back. I went to work, and as I went to work the other day, I was still high. I was still up there. I was still there. I was still there floating. And I'm at work, and I was like trying to give orders and listen to my boss. I'm like, I'm gone. So then I had to go away somewhere again because I started crying again. I think I texted Pastor. I said, I'm trying to read or I want to pray, but I saw a vision, and I really believe I saw God smiling at me because I was trying to, Rob, I was trying to pray and read. I didn't want to cry. I wanted to pray, and I wanted to read. But what he showed me in that is, you just like John, Peter, and James on the mountain of transfiguration, when he wanted to build an altar, he said, I just want you to be in my presence. I don't want you to read and pray. See, we have our own agenda how God should operate in our lives. We have our own agenda how God should operate in our children's lives. We have our own portfolio of how our lives should go. We have our own blueprint how, what job and how we should live. But see, God said, no, 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 no. Get in the helicopter. Even though the birds had wings to fly, they couldn't get to where God wanted to take them without the helicopter. See, they can flap their wings, but they can't go fast as a helicopter. God says, see, I'm going to speed you up. See, you're still trying to flap your wings, but I want to get you in a helicopter by the Spirit so I can take you beyond that level that you even recognize. That's why I was telling you ladies that you are a woman, not just Happy Mother's Day. Don't settle for the world stuff. Amen. Come on now, You more than just saying Happy Mother's Day and take you to go to Corral and get you, let you eat a buffet. You more than that. Now, if you're going to go to Corral after church, think on these things. Hey, look. Oh, see, you done started something right there, too. Okay, so here's the other part of that. That's the whole part of the whole thing with meekness. As I was looking at this thing, I said, okay, God, we have to get to the point where we have to understand. He said, now I got back to the room. I mean, when I was at work and I started crying, and then I said, okay, I got to come down, God. I got to come down. But he said, no, you can stay here. He said, you can stay here. And that scared me. God, I'm like, in the natural, my mind kicked in. I'm like, okay, how can I do my job? Because I'm crying everywhere I go. You know, I can't be walking around the job crying, going to these schools, talking to these principals. But then God turned this thing around. Soon as I came out the closet from upstairs, I went out. Four schools called me to tell me to come to the school to talk to some principals. And then as soon as I went in, one said, look, I got to meet with you. I need you to come here one Saturday with me, and I need you to pray for the whole school. I need you to pray for the whole school, each classroom. I need you to go to every floor to pray for these students. It was good tears. But it's going up. It's going up. He said, I got to get you off the earth. But then I turned around. I left there and I shed another tear. I didn't boo-hoo, but I cried a little bit. So, okay, God, I hear you. But then I went to another school. And then another principal came and said, look, I got these children right here I need you to pray for. I need you to pray for them. And when you finish praying for them, I need you to pray for me. Then I turned around, I get back to my job, and that's next thing you know, I have to talk to the superintendent, which is about to retire. He called me in his office. Now, normally I cut up with him. That's when I cut up, Pastor. But when he called me in his office, he said, I need you to pray for my family. I said, Dr. Killoff, you. I said, we can pray. We can pray. I said, but you sure you really want me to pray? Because I got to pray God's heart for you and your family. I can't pray that you don't have a good vacation and your retirement. I got to pray the heart of God to you so you understand the substance, that because this is nothing to play with. I don't have a scripture and a prayer. And we're going our way. I said, I have to pray. From heaven. He said, Mr. Ruffin, I just need you to pray. Then I'll turn around. I go get a haircut. And I'm sitting there minding my business getting me a haircut. And the barber next to me started asking me these questions. He was like, yeah. He said, yeah, Pastor Mike, this other pastor went and visited his members, some of his old members, and they left the church. And he condemned them, saying they was never with him. And he preached that the following Sunday. And that troubled my spirit. I said, why would you get up there and preach a sermon about the people right after that I left, you don't want to visit him? I said, God's heart is for the people. We need to be able to pray and ask God to return them back to the fold. We don't need to preach against them and beat people up. Then I caught myself. I said, whoa, I think I done went too far. But then I continued to kept talking. And I was like, you know, it's abomination before God that we stay here and continue to go to church and do this performance. Come on now. We stay here and go to church and we play patty cake and nothing in the house ever change. And the barber next to me, the one who cutting my hair, he said, bro, I need you to come to my church to preach for the men's day in November. I don't understand none of this. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with this house is because you're going to about to experience some things. There's going to be some shaking going on in the spirit from heaven that you ain't going to understand. So don't try to understand it with our earthly mind, the things and the principles of God, where he's about to transform. Now, watch this. Everyone that's in here today was ordained by God to be here. Watch this. Half the people here doesn't know how many times I got baptized in here to die to self. We talked about dying to self. We talked about the cross. We talked about give yourself up to get more of God. Then I happened to hear Shamik teaching Thursday. See, y'all got to catch this by the Spirit, PWM. She wasn't here when we talked about Pastor Glory's dream of dancing around the cross. And dying. She wasn't here when we were having all the books of the month and all of this stuff, that the process that we went through. She wasn't here, but all of a sudden, by the Spirit, she gets up and get a flower, and then she begins to pluck out and say that she has to die to something. She already got a revelation of something that we got a long time ago, but she just got here in the house, and she already in there. There was no class. There was no book beating. There was no laying of hands. God said, I'm going to speed you up. I'm going to speed you up and bring you to the level to understand that first self has to die. Then she turned around. Sunday, last Sunday, she came and grabbed Pastor Jerry and held her tight. See, that was only by revelation. And also, she's been doing this ever since she's been here. But listen, check this out. Why? Because she had a hunger from the Spirit that she wants something greater than herself. The Spirit had to teach her on the inside that I'm going to elevate you out the ground, stop flying with your wings, and get in the elevator because I'm going to have to take you somewhere speedily. Then we turn around, and then we get here, and then God said, okay, now I want to show you this meekness. Then that, as I kept reading this book by Art Katz, and he was talking about meekness, and the whole story is, war is about to break out here in this house. What I mean by that? When we think of meekness, when I say God is going to lift us up, he wants to take us to a place of meekness. See, meekness is not always just gentle. And kind, soft-spoken, you know, you always turn in the other cheek. Did you know Moses said in the book of Numbers, Moses was one of the meekest men in the earth? Moses wrote that book, correct? How can he say that about himself? You know why? Because he went to the presence of God. He went to the humblest person of all times. When you go in the presence of God, see, when Moses went up to the mountain, he came down to change man. Right? Why? Because he was in the presence of God. So he got some meekness. He got humility. He understood what that was. So when he came back down, he knew he could be meek and he had authority. Because now he walking with authority and or out of obedience. when he went up to the mountain and got the Ten Commandments and came down, found them sinning, he got angry and threw it down. Why? Because he had authority, but he was still meek. Jesus, when he went into the temple and beat them out the temple for selling, he beat them out. That was a sign of meekness. Why? Because they were doing something against his father's will. His father said his house shall be called a house of prayer. So he had to go back and get order into his father's house. That's meekness. The meekness in God, what God wants to do. He said, I want to offer you everything else. I want you to understand. But so when the war began to break out, you're going to understand what to fight and how to fight. You're going to know what weapons to pick up and what weapons not to pick up. You're going to know how to pray and when not to pray. You're going to know how to have the heart of God when you don't think you're even nowhere near God. There's evidence right now that every time we come into this house, you feel the presence of God. Every worship, you feel the sense of the presence of God. It's an elevation. Years ago, Robert used to tell me, he said when he first, we met Pastor Gary, and that was going to different houses to the projects to do ministry. He said he knew there was something about him. And he said he began to be like a magnet to him. This was before he even became a pastor, right? But he stuck to him. Why? By the Spirit. This is what God is doing right now. He's looking for a people. Who will understand his heart. And understand, even Pastor was preaching this last night. He was talking about the heart of God. He wants us to understand his heart. Have his compassion for the people or for the assignment that he has for you. There's another level that God wants to elevate us in. All that he has for us is in our hands now. Some of you guys are having dreams and some of you having visions. Let's eat of the table of heaven every day. Let's not fight the hand of God. Let's just be elevated. Let's submit ourselves to the authority of heaven now. Give up our self-ambition. Give up our self-confidence. See, we so confident, have so much confidence in ourselves, it's abomination. I know how to treat you. I know how to take care of you. Let me open the door for you. See, I do all of that out of my confidence. I got to get the confidence from heaven to serve anybody. If it's not from heaven, it's a sin to me now. And I still don't know what that looks like. But I want it. I want to eat of that. I want this thing so bad. I don't know what it's going to cost me. But I tell you, I want it so bad that I want everything that God has to offer. To see his face, to see his glory, to behold his glory. This is the hour. That your pillar is holding up. Only thing you have to do is turn the engine on. Allow God to turn the engine on so you can be lifted up off the ground. We're searching for success on the earth. And it keeps disappointing us. How can you work for 30 years and have a 401k and then they take it away from you. You put all your hope into that. But my hope is built on nothing less. I don't know what struggles you might think you have, but you don't need to hit the pump to breathe. There's more power in us today. Right now, it's germinating in us. Change is taking place now. It's taking place right now on the inside of you. See, it's not something that you see on the outside, but on the inside. Just like I said about the woman, you came from the inside. You didn't come from the outside. It's something on the inside that God said, I want to tear up. I want to tear it up. It's amazing how the woman even carries the men in prayer. Married couples, the wives holding you up in prayer. It's only by the will of the Father that we can even get close to the things of heaven. And God is saying, I want to lift you up now. Come up. Go on a journey way beyond where you ever been before. That's why he said the meek shall inherit the earth. And then when you get the earth, it's not about the things in the earth. It's about the power from heaven that you bring back to the earth, that you bring, help people get delivered from their situations. Has nothing to do with anything tangible. It's about I come and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what we have to be hungry for today. Not preaching, not teaching. That stuff will come. If you got God, that's going to come. But let's learn how to be submissive to the will of the Father. I feel like singing, but I know I can't sing, so I ain't gonna push my luck on that one. But I want to encourage you guys today that when you have your dreams and when you feel like you've been lifted up off the earth, just go with it. Don't try to figure it out. That's a hard thing to do, though. That's a hard thing in the mind to do. Because you want to offer up God something and you have nothing to offer up. It's an honor that he just want to show up into your presence. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay. You did the helicopter. You did a good helicopter. All right, so here's us. You know, Pastor Mike, thank you so much for sharing the way you shared that spiritual way, because that's the only way that we have. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. Mom, happy Mother's Day, right? Love my mom. Despite what Mike said, that she did not have to suffer through. Listen. A lot of the failures that you experience in life, we might blame on the government or another person or unfair this or that. A lot of it is God. Because until you fail, you won't seek after him. And so it's easy to look around and say, Mike did this or Mike said that or Mike, you know, lied on me or Mike. But it's really God, because his love for us is so strong. That he will do whatever it takes to draw us up out of ourselves and out of our situation. We're so blinded to him that we need something to happen in our lives to trigger us upward. It seems like it's downward, but it's actually a trigger to go upward toward him, okay, and to get you in another realm, a realm of love, a realm of acceptance, answer to all your trouble. This is the realm of freedom. It's the hardest thing to get to a human mind. It's almost like God has to strike a match and blow something up for you to click into somewhere else, right? And so, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the church has resorted to works to try to get people to prove themselves. And all you need is a miracle. Just one. Just one. All you need is a miracle. Just like a blind man, he has a flash of light. He will always want to see light again. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. That's why we're all here. That's why God's, you know, he's drawing us. He's constantly drawing us. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep till Rob responds. He doesn't sleep until you respond. He'll never go to sleep till you get it. Because that's how bent he is on this heavenly way. He's the God of heaven, and he wants to bring you to heaven. Not when you die. He wants you to experience something heavenly from this day on. So let's explore. Let's have the boldness to explore above ourselves, right? You know, all they can teach us in a secular school is secular things. But let's go past the secular. There's a superhuman, supernatural thing who God is supernatural. Sorry about that. He's not going to come down to flesh and blood. He's going to come up. You got to come up to it. So there's an appointment and assignment for that today. Can we hear his voice? Can we hear his voice this morning? Can we hear a subtle voice crying out to us? Will you come to me out of the ordinary? And start to learn what it actually means to be in my presence. Forget about the religious terms about it and such. I'm talking about having an encounter with love himself. Amen. Pastor Mike's going to pray over us and close us out. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the Golden Corral.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God. Father, we thank you for the spirit of obedience. We thank you for the spirit of acceptance, oh God. We thank you for your love, God, that you have poured out upon us on this day, God. God, I pray blessings over your people here today, God, that they will know and recognize their purpose and their destiny and your love for them. Thank you, oh God, for showing yourself mightily to us. And Father, as we leave, oh God, we continue to uplift your kingdom, God. We uplift one another with your love, God. And we thank you, oh God, for that day of communion today, God, that you allowed us to partake of you. And Father, we ask you now, God, let these words really seek down in our hearts, oh God, that we really want to be lifted up off the earth, oh God, to be in your presence. God, I speak that into their lives, oh God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. There will be no more strongholds holding them down, God. They can fly like an eagle right now, God. Let them soar like never before. Even in their dreams, God, they could be flying. When they walk, they could see themselves flying. God, let there be a lift in everything they do from this day on. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.